From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. Mounds of trash and debris have been appearing more often on public lands here in Utah. KUER's Jessica Lowell tells us how the state's Division of Wildlife Resources is trying to put an end to it.
In northern Utah, the Division of Wildlife officials are finding litter pretty much every day, and people have been illegally dumping trash at least once a month, according to Mark Hadley with the Division of Wildlife's northern region. He says most of the litter left behind is from campers, but people are also dumping things commonly found at landfills.
What we're seeing out there is just really disgusting this year. People want to go outdoors and recreate and have a nice experience where you're connecting with nature, and it makes it harder to do that when you're seeing this kind of stuff all over the place.
Hadley says aside from being an eyesore, animals can get caught in plastic litter, and leftover food can attract some animals like bears to campgrounds. He says the division also has to clean the trash so it wastes resources.
We're having to take some of that money and use it for trash removal. That could have been used to help wildlife out. It's not something they should have to be spending their time doing.
Hadley says if you see someone littering, write down their license plate number so law enforcement can issue fines. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency is assessing damage from the March and April earthquakes remotely. FEMA is trying to comply with social distancing during the pandemic, so the agency is inspecting homes in Salt Lake and Davis counties over the phone. They're calling Utahns who applied for disaster relief. After the initial phone call, the agency will follow up based on the level of damage. The priority is to assist people who cannot live at their homes due to the earthquake. Those who suffered minor damage may not receive immediate assistance. FEMA says it's offering assistance in many languages, and Utahns can apply for help at their website, disasterassistance.gov. Throughout the pandemic, Utahns have heard the message, stay safe by staying home. So what if you don't have a home? KUER's Emily Means tells us about a program that provides temporary, and in some cases permanent, shelter to people who are experiencing homelessness.
Salt Lake County's Stay Home, Stay Safe hotel program is for people who Catherine Fife calls the most vulnerable among the most vulnerable during the pandemic, like older people or those with medical conditions.
We realized that we had a large number of individuals within our homeless services system who fit those categories.
Fife coordinates the county's vulnerable populations response. She says they've essentially rented out an entire hotel and have filled it with people experiencing homelessness who need extra help. And Monica Mason with The Road Home says 18 individuals have moved out of the hotel and into more permanent living situations, and 11 have been placed in assisted living facilities.
With just such a close eye, we have so many staff checking in with people. We have so much support at the hotel that we've been able to really identify when somebody isn't taking care of themselves.
For now, the program has been extended through the end of August. Emily Means, KUER News.
Utah health officials reported 566 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and for the second time since the pandemic started, officials announced 10 new deaths in a single day. Only 3 people were hospitalized at the time of their death. 6 people were residents of long-term care facilities. The other person was a male between the ages of 18 and 24 who was not hospitalized. So far, Utah has seen more than 35,500 cases since early March. More than 480,000 people have been tested. And before they move into their dorms this fall, students at the University of Utah must take a COVID-19 test. The university released this direction yesterday. People who test positive will quarantine in separate rooms for 10 to 14 days, and these tests will be free of charge. Dorm residents also have to wear masks outside of their room, and they cannot bring guests inside their building. Students have until Tuesday to cancel their housing contracts. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.